The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for joining us at the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast.
You want a lemonade?
Sure. Okay. Is that like a lemonade with a wink or a lemonade like, oh?
I've got one of each.
I'm going to do a lemonade without the wink. I got to go to a school event. It'll make me more charming.
Do the wink. I got to clean. Wink.
You got to clean. Well, that's pretty.
I know.
That's pink. Upscale lemonade. What's up, money bags?
I don't know how I got
it. I'm going to shop your fridge before I leave. It's fancy.
I didn't get that. Somebody left it here. Must have been a party or something.
It's a fancy party, Jen.
Look at this. Caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Boo! What is that?
I hate joy, I guess.
God. Why would you even buy that?
I don't know.
Caffeine-free Diet Coke? Why don't you say...
Water.
Sadness and watching nothing but...
This is just saying all
C-SPAN.
I want is some chemicals in my body.
Yeah, you just want the aspartame.
Yeah.
Please petrify my liver.
Are we podcasting?
Yes, we're podcasting. We're opening a caffeine-free Diet Coke because no joy will be had.
No.
We will have joy.
Oh, we will have some joy. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok.
We have a few shows left, but not very many.
You can find us on tour.
It's a two-person stand-up show. We're having a blast. It's a lot of fun. You can go to imomsohard.com for tickets. We're getting ready to go to Chicago at some point.
That's right.
What's the date on Chicago, Casey? I feel like it's in November. Am I right about that? Or October? Or September?
Should we know this?
I know this?
What you guys are thinking out there in podcast land.
No. Chicago is November 12th.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, that's a good
November
date.
November 12th in November. November 12th of November is where we'll be. Thank you.
Very well done, Kristen.
It's my birthday month, so come out, bitches, and let's have some fun.
Yeah. Do you guys want to watch the podcast? You can do that on YouTube, too.
It sounded so weird the way you said that. I was like, what does that mean?
I don't know. I just
like,
don't
do you
want to
watch? I was like, me go down in a flaming heap of shit on my birthday? Yeah, because every time
gonna
there's
one. Are
we
going to have that kind of birthday this year? I hope you're not just talking shit.
What do you mean? You want me to go down? Like I haven't before? Like, you see me... On my birthday, go, all right, I'm drinking too much because I can't handle that I'm another year older. You want me to do that again?
Fine. I kind of want to.
You do. You like when
I... don't want it to be a sad drunk. God, no.
No, I'm not a sad drunk. I'm such a good time. That's the problem. Everybody prefers that. I'm a good time.
Yeah. I want it to be the, oh, we danced, we sang, I barfed in my jeans again.
Yeah. You can. Fine. I'll do that for you. I just want you to know that Jen and I were having drinks the other night, and she goes... You need to pull up your skirt and have another one.
I don't remember that, Kristen. I'm still hungover from the blue drinks,
you guys.
Yeah,
they're delightful.
Are they? Or are these? Are you drunk or are you having like a diabetic reaction because there's so much sugar and like,
you know, maybe
blue curacao? How do you say it? Curacao?
I think it's curacao.
Because I was a bartender for way too long. I should know. But it tastes like you're drinking sweet tarts, which you probably love.
I know that is what is delicious about it. But I will say, I don't like I don't drink liquor usually.
Yeah, you
I don't like
Chardonnay.
The taste of alcohol. I love the taste of Chardonnay. I love a good red.
If it's from Accomplice, which is our wine, so feel free to order.
Accomplice Wines, that's right here,
it's
right?
Weird.
Conveniently
weird.
Located behind us if you're watching the video. But I do like that, but I usually don't like drinks. And I kind of don't like the idea of having to get over the taste of a drink because then I'm like, why don't I just, that's just trying to be drunk.
Punch myself in the face.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I want to enjoy what I'm having. So
also, I'm too old to not enjoy what I'm paying for. I don't have to be rude about it, but I'll be like, you know what? I'm really not enjoying this drink. I know how it works.
I'm not eating.
Throw it out.
You're not
paying for it. The other three drinks you sold paid for it.
If I'm going to pay for it in a lot of different levels, I want to enjoy it.
That's right. If I know that this is going to, well, first of all, I don't know about you, but after a heavy night of drinking, I will the next day be like, boy, that goes right through me. Do you ever get next day diarrhea?
If you have beer.
Gross. We got to cut that out.
We won't.
I'm sorry, new tech guy, that you're listening. We're sexy and hot and we wear bikinis.
We never have diarrhea,
never.
New tech guy.
I never have indigestion or heartburn from a strong red sauce.
What's his name?
Trey.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You know what?
Just, this someday, is the life you're going to have if this isn't the life you already have. Or maybe you're gay and then you're just going to have a great life.
Yeah. Someday you're going to be a middle-aged woman, or you're going to know a middle-aged woman that you love.
And you're going to feel bad for her, but also don't feel bad for her. But
yeah, she didn't need to have those blue drinks. She just did.
She did a dumb thing and she's really sorry.
Yeah. So that was weeks ago.
She did not mean to give you so much dating advice. Because who is she to talk?
She should not be talking about
it. Well, she might, should be talking, but that's a different run of events in her 20s. Don't worry about it. Moving on.
I know.
Oh, well, what's the sexy topic we're talking about today? What a great boner killer.
Listen to this, Trey. We're going to talk about how much we've been getting our ass handed to us because of homework.
Oh, my God. This start of this school year, I don't know what was in the water, but it has not been a smooth start. I will tell you that homework has been kicking our ass. Schedules have been kicking our ass. It's 180 degrees. That's been kicking our ass.
It makes it impossible because it's like all of a sudden we have soccer 16 times a week. And I'm like, are you guys going to cancel because it's 140 out?
And they're like nope.
Mm-mm.
No, and then you're like, well, I paid for this practice. Now we got to go. I'm going to get a sunburn.
Absolutely. I got it. And then there's nothing harder than hauling a foldable chair, a whole bag of balls.
And a wagon.
I think some of you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know that my husband literally said, do I need a wagon? I go, that's too much of a commitment for me, sir. And by the way, when we were walking to the car from soccer, this rogue ball like went by my feet in the parking lot. And I was like, well, I can stop this. I don't like to move fast, but I did because I thought, what if there's a kid chasing this? And then out of nowhere, this like South American super hot dude pops up and goes, like on a pickup league. He goes, oh, hey, good stop, sucker mom.
Oh.
Was that German or was that South American?
I don't care. What it was slightly
insulting
and yet hot. Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm just glad you noticed me, sir, because I'm covered in a visor and I'm wearing a lot of
I'm sweating
and I'm wearing sunscreen.
Yeah.
It's white. It looks like Elmer's glue all over me. Because I was told by my dermatologist that I'm getting real sun damage.
That's right. And I don't want these spots on my arms. I can't handle that anymore.
No one looks more grisly than I do walking to a practice. Like, you're walking through that field. It's uneven.
You're not wearing your mouth breathing.
Got,
like,
crusty stuff. I've got 1,000 chins.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to dress. So I'm either dressed too hot or I'm not. I'm just, it is, you know. And then you go and you think, oh, well, I'll sit and watch their practice. And I'll do some work at the same time. But then your kids get pissed because they're like, you were on your phone the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, when do you think we're going to order shit from Amazon for your classroom, man?
I mean, and there are some days where they're once on one field and I think they're like about 2 miles apart on the other field.
They do that.
And I got to go back and forth between the two of them because
don't wear jeans, you'll get a yeasty.
Who do you love better? Oh, God, no. Don't wear jeans to a soccer. I mean, maybe where you live. No, I think it's hot everywhere.
It's hot everywhere.
So, yeah.
Also, let me tell you this. When your husband is the coach, he'll be like, hey, can you bring the goals from the back
make
of your car?
Make them hustle up.
No, I'm always like, sure, let me get the goals. So then I've got my kid. I've got the goals. I'm walking through a field that's uneven. Nothing about me is sexy. There are South American soccer players, and I might as well just be vapor. Because, yes, I am looking at them, and I would rather go watch them. But I am stuck watching my 9-year-old, who, by the way, generally quits after one quarter because she's like, can we be done here? And I'm like, God, I wish.
I know. It's hot. I understand why they want that. My son, this is how I can tell he's my son. This is how he's exactly.
It's like I'll be scorekeeper.
This is exactly how he split between my husband and I. My husband, very good soccer player. Me, trouble telling the ball from a volleyball, especially these newfangled ones that matches their shoes.
Fair. That's fair, okay. But still. Fair, but not fair.
My son will be out on the field, and the coach is like, all right, everybody, hustle up. He moseys.
Does Eleanor.
And my husband loses his mind because,
yeah.
And I'm like, what? He's going.
No,
it's not like he's not listening.
Eleanor loves to mosey. We have this thought that Eleanor someday, she's going to be just like you, and she's going to be the friend that, like, it just rewards herself for, like, all of the goals.
Yeah.
So she'll be like, you guys know what? We made it to every class this week. I think on Saturday we need to start with a nice brunch, a champagne brunch, and then let's go nap, and then let's watch a movie, and then let's go get margs, and then let's come back and nap again, and then let's go get tacos, and we'll just have it a day of like brunching and besties.
Is that what heaven looks like?
What Eleanor thinks heaven looks like, and she's nine.
She's not wrong.
Is checked out. She's like, I don't understand why I have to do this when we could be doing something so much better.
Well, I'm not. My husband's on the side. He's like, hustle, run, on your toes, all this stuff. And the only
Eleanor
time,
will start crying.
Well,
you can't say that to her. And she was, oh.
Mine will flip you off, both of mine. There's no crying in soccer. There's
Eleanor
just rage in soccer for them.
Raged against me because, and this is when she was six, and she threw a full-blown fit in front of God and everyone. Threw fit because the team came up, and they're goldenrod colors, and they were choosing their team name. And one girl goes, how about the Golden Girls? And I was like, yes. And she turned and looked at me and she goes, I told you I wanted to be the Beyonce Bees. And then when the Golden Girls got chosen over the Beyonce Bees, she was so mad. She
about
took
your
it
effusive support for
because
the
I showed too much enthusiasm. I was like, it's 170 degrees out here. My support is that I am here.
Can I sidebar for a second?
Yes, please.
You're wearing your orange jumpsuit for the second week in a row.
You guys, I repeat wear everything.
But you know what? It looks good, and I can tell you washed it. So, did you?
It's linen.
Did you shake it out a little bit? You know, linen, as long as you didn't wear that to soccer, I think you're fine. You wore that to soccer, didn't you? Kristen!
There's going
to
be so much video of me in this outfit now that I'm thinking about it. Like, every...
Sometime when you're not looking, I'm going to like get stencils out and put numbers on it up here. So you look
people
like you're
right
out. People
said that to me before. They were like, you really like that shirt. And I'm like, if I buy something and I like it, I will wear it. If I buy something
prison. It's prison color.
Yeah, because that's my life.
Your
being
life
being held
prisoner.
Not only by the, look, we sign up for this. We're not complaining. We know
no,
what comes
I
with the
know.
Territory, but it
look,
is weird.
But I can complain about it.
It comes all at once. Like, it comes all at once. Like we all of a sudden we're back in school, and Eleanor is getting an hour and a half of homework every night. I think that's a little crazy,
well,
to be
keep
honest.
Well, I hearing this. So I have this, you know, we love teachers. We love teachers better than we love ourselves. They're better for our
100%.
Kids than we are. We always
they
support
should get
teachers.
Paid more and
all
get
stuff.
All the perks.
Yeah.
For all the years.
I always make the joke at PTA meetings. I'm like, hey, just give your money. It goes to all the kids. We're not trying to buy a margarita machine for the teacher's lounge, but you know what? They probably deserve one.
They do deserve
by
it.
By the way. But like, I've heard from a lot of people, and I don't know if it's like there's been additional pressure put on teachers to like catch
always.
Up after COVID.
Always.
Because I know that they care.
Stupid.
And they read the same stuff. They hear the same stuff that like test scores are down and stuff like that after COVID.
We're all going to be fine.
So they must be feeling the pressure, but I think everybody's feeling very underwater with this
yes.
homework.
Well, and also, in my opinion, my humble opinion, I feel like kids have about an hour to give and that's it. Then it's like the law of diminishing returns. Like Eleanor's got like a good hour, but we kind of got to be like sitting around her. Otherwise she's like, what character can I be if I, she'll like all of a sudden stop doing homework and she'll be like, Mom, I do think I have a good Halloween costume. And I'm like,
it is so Delilah.
There's nowhere in your brain that you've been doing Zern.
I can put Delilah in like a sensory deprivation tank to do her homework. And she would be like, I'm doing my homework. I'm making up songs about my pencils.
Yeah. And Eleanor like starts like doing a bit between her pencils, like, hey, Mr. Pencil. Mr. Pencil. I'm like, put Mr. Pencil down.
But also it's this. Like, I understand. So I went to this like back to school thing, and both my kids, I love their teachers, and one of them said this really great thing, which was homework is a ship you have to let sail, at least for this particular teacher. She's like,
yeah, that's great.
It is review of what we did during the day, and that helps me know what may, if everybody is having trouble with it, I didn't cover it enough, I need to go back and do it.
She's great. Yeah. Most teachers are like that.
Well, I can't let that go because I'm a type A personality, and here's what I don't want to have happen. It to take an hour and a half when it should only take like 20 minutes because she'll hate homework for the rest of her life. Like, I want her to focus and get it done and get it out of the way. But if I don't sit next to her, she is literally like taking the staple out and
totally
getting it into animal shapes.
Finn,
and like,
I have two totally different kids in every way.
Yeah.
I've got one who's like, does this sound familiar? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get this done as fast as I can and just do it super fast. And I'm going to jump up and I'm going to do some dance moves. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to keep doing it as fast as I can. Then I'm going to go out and shoot hoops.
That's very close to Dash. He's like, I'm going to get my homework done right now.
So
then
I can
I'm
be done.
Mosey around.
Yeah, I want to hurry so I can mosey.
I don't want to rush.
No,
I don't like that feeling. Yeah.
Finn likes to rush. He'll rush. But he's efficient because he knows once it's done, he can go shoot hoops. It's like ABC. That's ABC. Eleanor's like, I'm going to have an emotional moment right now and I'm going to explore my choices and I'm going to talk about my journal. I'm like, focus on your freaking math.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, this is what I think is hard about. This is what is really hard for us as parents about the homework part is that when they come home from school, they're cooked.
They're cooked.
They're so tired.
It is hard to gear up for another.
Yes. So we don't do homework right away. You get a break, but I want the break to be an actual, like, not on a screen.
Correct. And, me too.
And
a reboot.
I kind of feel okay if they just watch a couple cartoons after
That's
school.
What I think. Let your brain
have a
give
snack.
A break.
Yeah. And then I say, you can do all the electronic stuff you want for 1 hour, which we usually don't even get an hour because we're doing all the other stuff. But after your homework's done, after 5 o'clock.
Right. So that well, that's this- early in the night. Finn is in, so this is our first time with Finn. He's in middle school, which is a whole new world, and he is gone from early in the morning until, like, Colin has cried
Baby.
Like 8 times. Like, he's gone a long time. It is something we are really figuring out. Like, it's really hard. He goes to school, he gets the bus at 7:10, and we don't see him until 5:30 sometimes.
Ooh.
Sometimes we go get him because we're just like, this is, I do, and I'm a glutton for punishment. Like, I literally miss him so much. And then I see him and he's like, can we get Panda Express? And I'm like, I just need you to love me. But he does do a good job with his workload. It's Eleanor who's having the rough go. She is just not into it. And if she, my daughter is the most laid back person until she isn't. And then she's obstinate and she's just decided, like, I don't really need to do this.
I really don't understand how my DNA got into your daughter, but
right.
I mean, it's kind of incredible how similar we are.
It's crazy.
I don't care. Don't care.
She
don't
doesn't
care.
Get
and then
worked
when I
up.
Give a shit,
she,
everybody's gonna know about it.
Yeah, she doesn't get worked up about stuff. She's reasonable. She's like, I think I've done enough of these problems, and I'm like, you can't be above this. You can't know the secret. You've got to fall in line, just like I did. You just tell me what to do, and I do it. Like that's life, right?
Well, that so I've noticed this too, and this like God, don't we all need this? Like it, I feel like I'm being critical of my kids saying this. Look at me looking around for help. You can't see this when you're listening.
I'm sipping out of a weird... It tastes like a bath bead.
I don't know. It's pink. I don't even know where it came from, Chris.
Are you sure there's not booze in there? There is a...
You know what it might be?
Is that rosé?
Might be bath beads. No, it's not. No, it's a... Is it?
What is that fragrance? It's so strong. Is that...
I still have COVID nose. I can't smell anything.
Am I drinking Red Door? Is this Elizabeth Arden? Like what?
I thought you loved
White
that.
White Diamonds?
That's definitely an Avon-looking bottle.
It's so perfumey. Hey, Fancy Lemonade, you can keep it. I would rather have that... What's that country time basic shit that tastes good?
I didn't even buy it. You see how she's blaming me for this pink lemonade?
First of all, the bottle makes me hold it weird. Like I'm some like fragile. This is not, it's not working with my orange jumpsuit. It's not working with my attitude.
Casey, get her a koozie so she can.
Is there a koozie? Because I hate this bottle.
There probably is. I don't know.
Fine.
I don't know.
It's fine.
I don't keep koozies in my fridge. Where are you from, Texas?
I'd rather have a juice box.
You know that. What's that? I don't know what any of this stuff is.
They're all booze.
Okay. Well, you know what? Some of it might have pot.
Literally, it's like I'm drinking a like an Avon sample.
Listen, Marv was here. He went to this music festival.
Unmarried, you never know what you're drinking then. I can't. That's probably got CBD in it.
I know. That's
Hold
what
on. We're fine.
Okay.
Back to the really fun conversation of homework. When are we going to talk about that South American guy at the soccer field? Because that's more fun.
Well, he's there every Wednesday.
I know. His name's Antoine. I'm there... 5 days a week.
His name is Antoine.
I don't know. I just made that up. I just like look at him from afar and I'm like, I'm going to pretend that like I'm your girlfriend.
No, I'm going to
watching you play.
Let me bring you back to reality. I'm going to bore you like I do my daughter because I have this conversation. You're just going to like give me shark eyes and not pay any attention to what I'm saying, which is that when she reads the directions of her homework, she has no problems. And when she doesn't, then she has a mental breakdown. She gets very mad and says it's impossible to do. And I'm like, have you seen your dad put together IKEA furniture?
Right.
They are the same. This is why we read directions. They might not be that complete. You don't read the directions. Kristen, you don't read the directions.
Never. I will put something together based on my instincts.
Oh, God.
And I have found brackets that I know matter. Way after the fact. And I'm
Let's
like.
Let's talk about your instincts. You just thought Antoine was a South American name, Kristen.
Isn't it?
You need to follow the directions.
The truth is, you don't have to know anything. You just have to act like you know things.
Just walk confidently.
Just walk confidently into the great abyss.
I don't have that. So I need my kids to read the directions.
If I walked into an operating room with confidence, you would think I could operate. And I think I could talk myself into it. How hard can it be?
If I am ever in some sort of medical duress, Casey, and this woman tries, you know what?
You're going to talk yourself through it. It's common sense.
I feel like
Put it
I
together.
Could too.
You could.
Mine's
it's
not confidence,
common
though.
Sense.
I think I was a...
Let's go back to how our kids love homework.
In a past life. It's different. Yeah. It's
Homework's
more legit.
Going great. Homework's mostly because I don't want to do the homework because I can't do the homework because I'm overreaching on every level.
Well,
I am really challenged by my daughter's fourth grade work. No bullshit.
Here's the truth. A lot of people complain about like the new standards. It doesn't matter with it. There could be no standards and I would have trouble with it because I was a little sketchy on doing homework when
I
was a kid. We didn't have homework hardly at all when I was a kid. Like you always had time in school to get it done before the end of the day.
I do remember having a study hall in.
Yeah.
Well,
even when
some kids had study hall.
No.
I was running clown troop or I was in various activities. I was generally a teacher's aide.
Just doing all the
doing
cool
a lot
stuff.
Of the cool stuff. Walking the halls, making sure everybody was in class like they should be.
Just being straight.
Shooing.
Gangsta.
Yeah, just. Yeah.
Are you
to go.
Skipping? Hold on. Come with me.
I'm sorry.
Come with me to the
Why
office.
Would you?
You know this isn't acceptable.
They'd be like, Kristen, we're going to skip class. I was like, the hell you are. Not on my watch, sir.
Nope.
You're going to miss out on the most important information in American history. So get back in there. Get back in there.
That's the other thing is the kids are studying government and American history right now. And that is a time I was evidently writing notes or something like that because I
my
remember
whole
nothing
life.
About it. But my husband... His degree is in, what do you call it?
Communications.
Government science. What's that called?
It is.
What's that called? Come on. It's a whole.
Government.
Political science?
Political science.
Oh, it's political science. Is that a thing? That's an oxymoron.
Right.
There's no science in politics. It's all opinion.
Yeah.
That's right.
That should be on a t-shirt. That would stop a lot of people talking bullshit at reunions. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think maybe
let's keep it fun. Let's talk about Antoine.
You do like a vague sort of description of your college degree and then nobody questions it.
Yeah,
right?
You poli-sci, philosophy, communications, people just snooze. They're like, I don't care.
I don't think I'm not smart. Wait. What did I say, that I'm smart or not smart? I mean, I think
did you just use a double?
Yeah.
Wait.
That wasn't. See, don't ask me about
Walk
English
it back.
Either.
Walk it back.
I know. Well, I'm not going to say that I'm dumb, but I will say I have so many friends who are getting like PhDs and advanced degrees and stuff like that right now.
You're welcome.
What advanced degree do you have a piece of paper?
I have an advanced degree in education, thank you. That cost me so much money, but I did not take the final, the thing I had to go interview with the state because my mom so hard took off and I was like, out.
So yeah, so not officially.
I have a master's degree if you ask my mother-in-law.
Oh, that. So do I.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
we have PhDs.
Unless they're trying to hire
Again,
you for
have
a
the
job,
confidence.
It doesn't really matter.
Have the confidence.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I've got a PhD in microbiodomes.
Well, that's the thing. When people tell me like what they're studying, I just nod my head, like what their PhD is on, because I'm like, I don't even know what the description of your PhD means. Like, there are people in the world that know so much that you can't even know that you don't know.
I kind of find them annoying. I want to stick
I'm
to people
really
like me.
I'm grateful for them, especially when there's somebody who needs to do surgery on me.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Not you.
Fine.
I don't want a doctor that didn't get his final board exam and get the little piece of paper.
I would never actually do the surgery, but I'd like to see how far I could get just with being confident. Like, how far would they let me in if I just acted like I knew I was supposed – if I just acted like I was supposed to be there?
That's a great horror film. Like, what's that?
Like, see how far
Leonardo
you can
DiCaprio
Oh, my God, that's a great idea.
But it's about a doctor?
Yeah, copyright.
Yeah, don't steal
like,
our
like,
idea.
You see how far – like, go in there and act like you're, like – A surgeon and see how far you can get to the table. Just be like, hello, ladies. Hello, I'm on call from another. Oh, my God. You could do surgery. I shouldn't do that. We're going to take that out.
Don't anybody do that.
Don't anybody do that.
I don't think
Double
anybody
dog dare.
Would do that. I mean, anybody that's going to. Well, here's what happens.
I'm sure
with
there's
my,
no rosé in there.
This must be full of CBD and cocaine because you're talking so fast. But can I say this about homework? So Dash gets homework every day,
same.
Like based on whatever they did that day. Delilah's is similar, but it's like a packet that they turn in at the end of the week. And so when we have like, don't send us your messages about all this shit about like, oh, do you keep your kids busy, but the activities and stuff like that. Don't give me that shit because they spent 2 years in the house staring at my face.
Yeah.
I need them to get out of the house and live their lives.
Yeah, who's saying not to do activities? That person's bored and needs to come over and deal with my children.
Everybody who says, don't have something for them to do all the time. They missed out. We're making up.
We're living in a tiny house.
We're gonna
I need them out.
We're going to see if they like karate because they didn't get to do it for 2 years. We're making up
Same.
For like lost time
but
here,
one
so.
Might comment that we're doing this to ourselves. I'm just saying that, but then I hope you don't, because
you know what, while you point that high-powered perception at yourself, Dr. Lecter, because you're probably doing something we can complain about too, but anyways,
it's probably his name's probably Andy.
Some of this is my husband's fault and I'm a little angry.
It's fine.
Okay, so like Monday we have I can't even remember. Monday we have soccer. Tuesday wound up with nothing. Wednesday, we have music, soccer. Thursdays, we have music, soccer.
You did this to
Friday,
yourself.
Friday, nothing. Saturday, nothing. No, Saturday, soccer games. Sunday, lacrosse. I hate everything.
Yeah, we did it to ourselves.
If we get behind on that packet, we are so screwed. I'm like, this is what cramming for an exam in college feels like. You got to stay up till 2 and get it.
God.
It's impossible. It's so hard.
So do you think when you were in high school, do you think you were good at studying by that point? Or did you do your homework? Were you fine with it if you didn't get your homework done?
No, I always did everything. I knew what kind of student I was. And I did learn this in high school. I have to write it down. I have to sit in the front row or
right.
I will get so distracted.
Because it's fun.
Yeah. I'll get so distracted. I
yep.
like won't be able to do it. I have to like have a planner, which I still do. Went back to the old school write stuff down planner instead
yeah.
of the phone. Like, and actually the middle school principal said, if you really want to get your kids ready for middle school, have them like fourth or fifth grade do a planner.
We have a planner at this through the school, which I just think is brilliant.
It is.
It's great. You can't make heads or tails of Eleanor's assignments. There's usually like a doodle drawn in there. And
yeah.
Ideas yeah. for her Catador outfit that she wants to go to for Halloween because she's decided that whatever is being said is really boring. So she is,
yeah.
she's like, you know what, Dixon, or my teacher will get back to this. I'm gonna sketch out my outfit.
I think Delilah's going to be a cat and I'm going to be a witch.
That's fun. Eleanor has gone every year to her little elementary school as a cat. And I mean, just so cute. Like a little, one was a, like a street cat. That's not, that sounds worse.
Yeah,
that I went as a street cat in college.
That's right, you did.
4 years in a row.
Bikini cat.
A bikini cat. Available cat.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Antoine? I'm a cat. Then I just went as available 1 year. I was like, I'm kind of boozy and ready to make out. Who's with me? So Eleanor went as a cat every year. And this year she wants to go as a Catador, which is a...
That's adorable.
Real fun play on words that I think she discovered during math class. So we're figuring it out. Here's the thing. Her grades are great.
Matador?
So I'm not going to...
Is she...
Yeah, Matador is a cat.
Is she fighting cats or she's a cat that's a Matador?
I think she is a non-aggressive Matador that will fight nothing but will make friends with cats because she is a cat
that likes a cape, basically.
Right.
I like that.
Yep.
I like that. Carries a sword.
Yep.
She's basically like that version of the Three Musketeers.
Right.
Were they cats or were they mice?
Hello, I am Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
She also wanted to go as...
That's right. You were Puss in Boots in college,
yeah,
too.
That's the name of my first autobiography. It's also my album name. She wanted to go as Blanche Devereaux, and I heard her practicing, and I was like, absolutely not. It was all I'm hotter than a tree climbing in the... And I was like, oh, she doesn't know any of those references. Like,
yeah.
I'm climbing the walls with my lustful... And I go, no. Let's go to the Catador. That's
better.
Let's
be Rose. Let's be Rose.
Let's be Rose. Let's be a little naive, not like you're reading smut magazines and looking for dudes. Anton.
It was exciting to hear that my daughter wants to do a duo costume because that's a big deal.
She's going to bail on the end and don't have your feelings hurt.
That's what I'm like. Don't tell me until like a week before because you're going to change your mind 16 times and I'm going to invest.
We don't have the time.
No.
Not this year. They did that to me last year and I was like, I'm not doing that this year.
Yeah.
We are making a hard decision. October 1, it is in play. And if it is not ready to go, I wake up at 6 a.m. and I'm like, what can go in the crock pot? Because I'm thinking 9 hours down the pike. And if anything goes wrong in the day, your whole day just crumbles. It's very intense. I think
gosh, you make dinner too and you do homework?
I do the air fryer and I do the crock pot. They're both saving graces. And my kids are not picky eaters, not like Delilah.
You don't have to do three meals.
You don't have to do three meals. That's tough. Those are tough. Listen. I'm also a really boring cook, but what I cook, I've done so many times, I'm kind of getting it right.
Yeah.
But I'm not winning any awards. You guys, I'm doing great. Everybody's great.
I'm so sick of what I'm making for them. I mean, that's a whole other podcast, honestly. But
and no one will be like, snooze. Like, do one about hot guys. You guys with this homework conversation. Yeah, our next one will be about hormones. Both hot. Both feisty.
Well, we're going to have that hormone conversation, not about us, but about the kids are getting older.
Oh, boy. Eleanor, we were in a hotel, and I said there was like an altercation that was kind of grumbling about. I'll tell you about it later. More specifically,
okay.
I know, we'll talk about that. But I said, I'm going to show you guys how you do this. You just walk away. Like if you see something happening like this, you don't need to get involved. Just walk away. So I literally like left all of my stuff on the countertop and I walked away with the kids so that this whole thing could unravel.
Oh.
And Eleanor goes, God, Mom, I'm so proud of you. You just walked away and left your virginity on the table. And I go, what? She goes, yeah, you just walked away and left your virginity on the table. And Finn's in the car, and he has had the talk, and Eleanor has not had the talk. And Finn was like, oh, sus, that's sus. I go, you be quiet, Finn. Don't you say one more word. And she's like, what did I say? And I go, I think you were trying to tell Mommy that she left her dignity on the table. Also not the takeaway from this event, but virginity is another conversation that I'm not ready to have yet.
A lot of things happened at that party. You were dressed like a
bikini cat.
Dignity and virginity, you guys.
Both were gone in a... Matter minutes. Gross. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying.
Well,
I wasn't a virgin.
Nobody's.
Anton, what's up?
It was undeniable at that point.
I don't know why I keep drinking this. It's like it's so gross.
So
I can't stop.
Also, Dash misspoke. They're the same age. Eleanor and Dash are the same age. And he's in the fourth grade goes, do you think that anybody's going to go through perverty this year?
Absolutely. Perverty is, that's all there is for the next 8 years.
Do you mean puberty? And if I may, I'm going to call it puberty like my puberty. Dad did.
Yeah.
Because then it was so hard to keep a straight face whenever he tried to have that conversation.
We're very open, and now we've paved the way to be open. The other day I caught Eleanor with a flashlight helping Finn investigate his armpits.
Oh.
She's like, do you see it? He's like, do you see anything? Is there anything there? And she's like, no, it's just skin. And I was like, all right, we got to get out of this tiny house. We got to spend
more time
boundaries.
Apart. Yeah.
Like, we got one bathroom right now. I have done nothing. It's like I cursed the entire world because right before COVID, I was like, you guys, we got to start having some boundaries because everybody's naked all the time. And there's all these
getting older.
Private parts are coming
start
out all the time.
Weird.
Right.
Yeah.
We gotta like start thinking about when, you know, you walk from your bedroom to the bathroom, like put on a towel. And then the pandemic.
Mom, why don't you practice
right.
what you preach?
Absolutely. During the pandemic, I was like, fine, I'll be the one that's naked and you guys can go to therapy. It's my house. I'm sick of it. We were in the pool. I was naked kind of all the time. It was a bath. Then now we're back in this tiny house during a renovation, trying to do homework. It is like doing, we're living in a garage,
well, that's
basically.
What I'm saying, if there's any kind of little
distraction, forget it.
They can't do it. Specifically, Delilah can't do it. And so, like, last night there was this huge blow up about, did I just burp Chipotle?
No.
I'm sorry about that.
Nothing is worse than what I'm drinking,
you
so
guys,
welcome.
Don't worry if you're listening to this podcast. We'll divide it up into 18 because we're just going to hit all the subjects.
Yes.
And so
we're going to trim this down. Trey's going to trim this down into the most interesting stuff, and there will be 6 minutes left of this podcast.
That's right. It'll be 18 separate 6-minute podcasts.
They will be like, wow, you guys really complained a lot on that episode. And I'll be like, Trey, are you a single guy that doesn't have to deal with this? Come on over.
Okay, listen, you can have your dream job of being an astronaut, but you show me an astronaut that's not like, man, these buttons never work. There's things about your job that suck a little bit, no matter how dreamy that job is. We love being moms, but it is emotionally grueling for everybody every night to do homework.
Yeah, and also, you know, I'm not great with recall. You give me something to study, I'll study it and I'll do a good job. But if you just put me on the spot for like trivia or something, my brain is like going back in a Rolodex and like blowing dust off of stuff. So my kids are like, hey, mom, do you remember the Pledge of Allegiance? And I'm like, not at all. Or like my son is learning prayers right now and he's like, hey, mom, do you know this one? And I'm like, oh, no. Let's say it together. And then I'm like, the blessed with the, oh, really? They say that? That's so,
the only
oh,
one
I don't
she
like that.
Remembers is, please don't be pregnant. Please don't.
My husband got a vasectomy because he knew I would like, want to like roll the dice and see what happens as though I don't know. I was like, let's roll the dice and see what happens when we're engaged, and I'll tell you what happens, pregnancy.
Yeah, right away.
I did it the same way when we went to a fancy hotel that we got on a deal on Groupon.
And that is the sex talk that Finn got.
And that is the sex talk. I'm not prepared to have another sex talk because the one I had with Finn kind of was a disaster. And there's this idea as a parent. Well, there was an idea in my head that I honestly thought, I'm just going to say the words. They're going to come out of my mouth. I'm going to say the words. And that will be the last time that we have to talk about it. I don't know what delusion I was under. I literally thought, you just say it. Just say
it out.
Say it. Say the penis goes in the vagina and then a baby's made. And you don't need to get into the details of it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, the school's going to support it with their weird conversation at fifth grade. And Finn has been, it's literally like we've never had the talk. He it's like he was spacing out. I was like, is this not interesting to you? Like, if it were Roblox, would you care? Like, you're seeing your parents sweat through their clothes trying to talk to you about this. Because the information, you just want to keep it simple. And you want to keep it honest and direct and not look like you're panicked because they're like, why is this such a big deal?
Yeah.
Well, you know. And I did not know that we would have to reinforce the sex talk all the time. And now we haven't told one, and we have the other one who's in the know, And I'm sure that she knows more than she lets on.
I care. I don't know the math and I don't know the biology.
I am positive that we're at the same place with sex as we are with, like, Christmas and the Easter Bunny. They're just placating me at right. this point. Like, there's a lot more they know that I don't want to know that they know. And so...
Eleanor keeps asking me, she goes, is it time for the talk?
And she's, I'm like, tormenting
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was like, you're, I just put wings in the air fryer. I'm not prepared. And then there was...
Do your math.
And she's like, I'm doing the math here. And I just need to know how a baby is made.
Coming up.
And there will be times when she'll start a conversation with me and I won't see it coming. And I'll be like, oh God, we've just stepped into the territory. And I want my husband to be there. I want to be able to talk to her about it, about answering any questions for her. Because when we told Finn, he literally, like, his eyeballs, like, got so big. And he was like, whoa, stranger danger. Like, we couldn't keep him on task. So yeah. Eleanor, you know, she's a different kid and she's a girl. And, like, we're going to want to talk to her openly about stuff. But we haven't had 2 seconds. So I'm sure, like, some kid with an older brother, sister's filling in the blanks right now. We're doing great.
Because I don't know. Delilah just asked me this last weekend in front of my in-laws, how are babies made? And everybody really politely acted like they didn't hear it.
So waspy.
And so waspy.
Fish and chips. So perhaps someone would like a gin spritzer.
But Dash, like, nudged him with penis. And I was like, wait a second. Why do you know that question's inflammatory?
Yeah.
You know this. See, that's how I know he knows this stuff is because he's
nudging. And
yeah, he was like, no, don't do it. Don't do it here. And I'm like, why do you know that we shouldn't do it here?
It's so hard just to say the information instead of getting caught up in the information. Because, like, there are question marks and one question leads to another question. Yeah. And they always ask you when it's the least opportune. So Finn the other day was like, I don't know if I can say it. He goes, hey, Mom, I know how it works. Like the key and the lock thing. And I was like, oh, good. That one stuck.
Okay.
He's like, but how does the key work in the lock? And I was like, I think any forward questions about your anatomy need to go to your father. That's all. Cool breeze. I don't know. I can't keep this in. Trey, take that out.
Years later, we'll get into the WD-40 and wiggle it like there's it's stuck or something. But you don't need to know that. You'll find that out on your own.
Go do your math.
On your wedding night. Ha,
God,
ha,
yeah,
ha.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's, like, not easy. It's just because you want to be open doesn't mean that it's easy. Also, math is not easy. Parenting is not easy. We need everything to be easy. We know what should be easy? Lemonade. And that seems to not be easy. Why have we complicated lemonade?
I'm so hot right now.
Let's do it. Let's go to a hot box.
I do.
Hot box. Or what
a mom box or a
mom
hot
box.
Flash.
Hot flash. Okay. Whatever the fuck.
Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash.
I do have a hot flash.
So?
I don't know. I really don't know where it came from, Kristen. But all I have to say is...
I'm 100% sure there's booze in this.
When I have a nervous breakdown, it will be because I am trying to feed everyone, have them do their homework, get them to soccer, have them do music lessons.
Meanwhile, you're trying to fight a yeast infection. It's generally how
1,000%
it goes.
1,000%, because I've been running around the soccer field forever. Okay, so I'm going to do, you're not going to believe this, hot flash. Hold on, I had to turn off airplane mode. Because I can't believe we haven't done this one before, but this came up in my feed, in our feed, in our Instagram feed, and I was like, we've got to give that guy the love that is due.
Okay.
James Vanderbeek, you guys. Have you seen his what? Have we done it?
No. Oh, my God.
Why? Okay. Why? It's all him being a good dad. Can I show you? Why are you laughing?
Fine. Great.
What?
No.
No.
Good.
What?
No. Fine.
What?
Fine. I support it.
Fine. What? What is your thing? What are you going to say?
He is not my cup of tea.
Okay.
But I appreciate what he does. As a person on the interwebs.
Why is he not your cup of tea? Is there a thing that I should be
No, because I think he's like, I don't know. There's, I don't
I'll
know.
Say he does a lot of parenting without his shirt on, but I'll also say he does a lot of parenting without his shirt on.
He does a lot of parenting. And he also has like 80 kids, which I kind of dig.
He has six kids.
Six. And wife is
gorgeous. Look at this with their TikTok like, video.
No, he's darling.
You know what I think I love that he does is he makes, this is a summer vacation. He makes being a dad cool, which
he
I don't
does.
Think.
You're right. I'm being an asshole. Oh, look at that little face.
He's got humor about it. I mean, this is as down to earth as these beautiful people can be.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Look at how gorgeous this family is.
What do you mean? I've taken photos like that.
Kristen, you're relatable. It's different. That's a.
I hate
he's
you.
Not relatable. Look at him. Look at his also, wife. Jeez Louise.
Okay, pause it.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. I like him. Well done, James Vanderbeek.
Well, you know
good
what?
On you.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to overthink it, ladies, go to Vander James on Instagram and get yourself a little dad
porn?
Dad porn. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I think he's great. And the one thing I do think that him and his wife have done so beautifully is they have had pregnancy loss and they've talked openly about it. And it's been, I think for women out there who've suffered that, they find a lot of comfort in what he has to say and what she has to say. And like, God bless them.
Well, see, I haven't listened to all that. I just been watching the shirtless.
Because stuff. You're doing productive things and I am on my phone a lot, which means I could be doing other things and not letting my day kick my ass.
I don't know.
But I'm not perfect. And I have some things to work on.
Now, I don't even know why he's famous.
Because of Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
And
okay.
From that one movie that he was a...
Sports, the football thing?
Football.
Yeah.
Varsity Blues.
Yep. Now I remember it.
Listen.
But it's nice to see that, you know, maybe he is an a-hole.
He's not. He's okay. Not. I'm just being a dick right now.
But
it's because I'm wearing orange again for the second time in a row. And I've just drank a lemonade that couldn't have been more disappointing.
That's a lot of...
I'm hot. I am hot.
It is hot. Yeah.
All of that makes me surly.
Hot? That Instagram page, Mom. So go check it out. Because it's really, it is him rocking babies to sleep and stuff.
What one do you have?
Oh, I was going to say a mom box that we did where the girl in Canada had moved away from her mom was so upset. She heard the mom box with her mom when her mom was visiting and they both bawled.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I'm not there, so how fun could it be?
I know.
I've packed up. I'm ready to go. I'm going to move in and take care of her just so her mom knows that she's cared for.
The magic of the mom box.
So... Man, is this like a bummer episode? I'm trying to. So I really liked the way this woman in particular wrote this post. What's her name? Her name's Lindsay. I'm going to just say Lindsay. And this was in response to our podcast that we did about the women not being very cool to me by the pool.
Yes.
And
Tammy.
We're going to name her Tammy. That's not fair. But I really did like that episode because I think. We were trying to unpack this situation as opposed to like complain about it. It was just like a good example of when we can try to like, you know, superhero up a little bit instead of tearing somebody down. And so I really like her comment on this. She said, biking home, by the way, so many of you are active. Well
you're
done. You're walking. You're sending us messages like, I'm on my Peloton. I'm on my bike. I'm roller skating. I'm like, Jen, we got to do more.
Well,
what are we going to bike on a podcast? Fine. Biking home, listening to your podcast. My God, that's awful. Immediately, my brain started making excuses for that woman's behavior. All of a sudden, as I was dying going up a hill, I had a thought. When have I ever made an excuse for an asshole for a man? Never. I think in all of the women empowerment that we've been trained to find excuses as to why a woman can just be an asshole. Were they bullied as children? Were their parents mean? I believe the fact is as much as men can just straight out be assholes, so can we as women. Can they change? Sure, but not my problem. That woman, not child, woman, was an asshole. Had she apologized? Maybe. No, she's an asshole. She can pass that on to Tammy and Todd. I'm not going to say it. She can pass that on to Tammy, too, because we called her Tammy in the original post.
Yeah.
So I thought this was really great because I was like, sometimes my husband just sums stuff up really fast.
Yeah.
And I believe as women, because we are trying to do the right thing, we dig and we unpack and we assess. And sometimes it can just be like, nah, I'm just having a bad day. Or she's just being an asshole.
Sure.
Or with us, I believe the effort is to find the good. And I do think that's a good quality in women. But she holds a point where, like, sometimes people can just be assholes. It can be that simple.
Yeah,
it's not directed at you. They're just an asshole. Move on. Don't be an asshole.
I do think that some of the time somebody's, like, having a bad day or whatever, and you should give them the benefit of the doubt, but there are, like, they're just assholes, you know.
And I've
like,
been an asshole.
You don't like James Vanderbeek. And
I did not say I don't like James. So many people are going to be mad at me. I like James Vanderbeek. Does he float my boat? Is he Anton to me? No, he's not.
Antoine? Well, Anton. Now, that sounds very Russian.
They're twins.
That doesn't even.
You know what? They're twins. They were separated at birth. One went to Russia. One went to South America.
Name would be Antonio.
They're triplets.
You like that? Her eyebrows just went up so high, you guys.
You guys, look, I'm going to go to soccer field. I'm going to solve my problem by going to watch the practice I want to watch and not the one I'm forced to watch.
Yeah, I mean, you put your chair in the wrong direction and
it's
you
not
might
my
have
fault.
A really good
My
time
kids
at
will be like,
practice.
Why was your back to us the whole time? Don't worry about it. Yeah. Why were you guys watching the ones without shirts on? Who cares? Mind your business. Go kick a ball.
Look,
we're not
I
going
can't
anywhere
even talk
until you sweat.
I'm picturing that. You see my eyes keep
going
up.
Yeah, she's
up
like clink, 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 clink.
What?
Did we podcast?
We did.
Okay.
We finally did it.
We're going to be happier and I'm going to wear not orange.
Okay, bye.
Bye.